They got a good young core. Those two plus Jamal Murray. They've got Gary Harris. They've got the Joker. And things are looking up in Denver.
Could you imagine having Joker and Bol Bol, in the lineup? I mean, that's dangerous. In this day and age in the NBA.
Welcome to WST. We've been around the world, and now we're back.
Kay Wynn and Big Ben, James Rehorn filled in for you. We're going to send him back down to AAA. He was promising up in the majors. Kay Wynn, welcome back. Happy to have you back. I will say your wardrobe was suspect on our world tour, but I think everyone in France, where else did you go? Saint-Tropez?
Cannes, Monaco, Nice.
Everyone got a hat too.
Frankfurt, Switzerland, everyone got a hat.
WST decked out. I think you had the flag with you as well.
Made some new friends.
Who's your favorite? Who's the favorite guy you met or gal on the trip?
We met Jonathan from DC, originally from Orange County, and Michael, he lives in Savannah. Both big WST fans now. Love the hat. Michael DM'd me today, and he's like, my boss who lives in Nashville grew up in the Bay Area. I'm going to tell him about the pod.
A lot of West Coast transplants. What do we want to get into? Let's get you back into the fold.
Let's talk a little NBA draft recap.
Let's not grade the draft. Let's talk about the West Coast teams and the West Coast players.
That's perfect, because I was eating a baguette and didn't watch most of the draft when it was going on.
Now you sent that picture of the baguette, and you know what I saw accompanying
jam.
The baguette on the plate? Jam.
You're right.
Exactly.
You're right.
Boom. Done. So while you were out, I will call this out before we even start. I think there is a WST curse. So if you guys followed our mock draft board, I had Bol Bol in the top 10.
Yes, you did.
And I don't know if it was due to his wardrobe. No offense, Bol Bol.
Who is he, Spider-Man?
He did not make the first round. And you know what I was thinking? He should be very happy there's not a break, meaning, there's day one in the NFL draft and day two, or even day three, I believe, too. He should feel lucky that they got them all done in one night.
Yeah, if we look at that.
Do you come back?
You have to. So they invite. That what they perceive.
Do you wear another Spider-Man suit?
You change into Aquaman. But they invite the top 20 people based on the feedback that they receive from the GMs, and they invite them to the green room. And he slipped all the way to 44. That's like a big slip. And he's got to sit there. He can't just get up and leave. I felt bad for him.
I mean, if you're Nasir Little, who I believe was the last one invited to the green room, and Nasir, welcome to P-Town.
Rip City.
I think Bol Bol was the last guy, obviously, to leave there or still be in the green room. In fact, a guy that wasn't even invited but still came to the draft, Jordan Poole, was selected before Bol Bol, and he was sitting in the stands.
Yeah. So Nasir Little was in the green room, top 22 players. He dipped to 25, which – it's a little lower than he thought, but still, that's not going to 44 in the second round.
Right. Well, so Bol Bol, blame me. WSD curse could be real. Let's talk about the other players I got picked up. I had 8 West Coast players in all. The top pick out of the West Coast was Rui Hachimura to the Wizards at number 9, I believe.
Yes, number 9. And the Wiz didn't even invite him in for a workout. He didn't talk to him. He was completely surprised by the pick.
That's when your resume speaks for yourself. You get hired and you don't even have an interview.
Yeah.
I mean, watch my tape.
That's all you need.
And then you had a little run on West Coast players down at 20 and 21 with Stabouleh, who I called to the 76ers after he was drafted by the Celts. Higher than expected, but I think there's I think you've seen in the NBA, they start valuing defense a little more, and he himself probably being the defensive player of the year last year in college basketball elevates his status into the first round.
Yeah, he's a great wing. It's all about shooting the threes, defend multiple positions. He can do that, and I think that really helped him out coming into this draft and, you know, ending up as the 20th pick.
Brandon Clark, who many like, he was, I think, the second most efficient player, I want to say, last year in NCAA or in basketball, behind, I want to say, Zion. But he goes at 21 to the Thunder, who then ship him to Memphis, where he'll be a Memphis Grizzly. For Clark, a little bit lower than expected. Most almost saw him as a better talent than Rui, or more sure thing.
A lot of people thought he was going to get drafted higher than Rui. I think he's a better athlete, but I think Rui's more in tune for the NBA game. He's got some post moves. He can shoot a little better. He can do a little bit more than Brandon. But I'm happy for both of them. Go Zags. Two lottery
picks. Mark Few there. One lottery pick, two in the first round. Mark Few, with the amount of talent he's bringing to Spokane, him and Mr. Calipari, we'll be seeing each other for years to come. I don't see Few leaving Gonzaga anytime soon. And then we get down to the later half of the first round, where Kevin Porter Jr. Slotted probably right there by most draft boards. But then he actually was traded to the Cavs, who remarkably pulled off a pretty darn good draft, in my opinion.
Yeah, they've got some firepower. They've got they got Garland from Vanderbilt. They have Sexton last year from Bama. They have Porter Jr., who, a small comp, don't know if he'll grow into this, but he's explosive. He's a lefty. He's from the Pac-12. Close to James Harden. I don't know.
Wait, no, come on. Come on.
No,
come
on. If you saw his pre-draft interview, he's like, yeah, I'm kind of like Harden. I can create for others. I can score. I'm explosive. Wow. And I'm unstoppable. I'm like, wow, look at him flexing on these people.
You might, at that point, you got to start growing a beard, Kevin. But no, the Cavs also pick up Dylan Windler out of the NBC conference, the same conference that Ja Morant came out of. He's a lefty too. Solid shooter.
That's Belmont, right?
Yeah, out of Belmont.
Yeah, he's a good shooter.
He's a solid shooter. And then as we get in the second round, Cody Martin goes to the Hornets. His brother, unfortunately, doesn't get drafted. What's his brother's name?
Caleb.
Caleb, correct. Do you, you probably go to the G League if you're Caleb, right?
Yeah, or you can play overseas, you know, go to, I'll make a call to France and get my team.
play for Patino in Greece.
Yeah.
Then you got Jalen Noel, who many didn't see coming off or into the draft being drafted, but
Pac-12 player of the year.
Yeah, two Huskies. In this year's draft, great thing for Mr. Hopkins up in Montlake. So the Pac-12 player of the year, as you said, goes number 43 to the Timberwolves. And then the drama unfolds where Bol Bol actually gets drafted by the Heat at number 4. Now, Bol Bol only 44. Played in 44, excuse me, played in about, I want to say, 8 to 10 games last year.
Yeah, it was right around there.
Yeah, so there's some obviously hesitancy around his injury or his health, but still many thought, just due to his tutelage and I guess genetics, basically, he'd go much higher in the draft. But
this could be an absolute steal for the Nuggets. Before the year started, I mean, he was rated as a top 5, top 10 player. And if you saw his first 8 to 10 games, he was dominant. He was hitting threes like he's a guard, dribbling, passing. There were some concerns about his work ethic and how healthy he is, but I think he's a great spot in Denver. No pressure. He can grow and he can shine. And they also have Michael Porter Jr. too.
Yeah, Michael Porter out of – he ended up at Missouri, right?
Yeah.
Out of Washington as well. So that will be something to watch.
They got a good young core, those two plus Jamal Murray. They've got Gary Harris. They've got the Joker.
Joker.
And things are looking up in Denver.
Could you imagine having Joker and Bol Bol, or I guess on the floor at the same time, both guys stretch fives? I mean, that's dangerous. In the day, in this day and age in the NBA, it, we all know how you win games is make threes. You know, the I guess Toronto bucked that trend a little bit, but still, if you want to go deep in the playoffs, it's all about hitting threes. And I think Denver's done a good job of putting shooters on the team and people that can drive and penetrate. And, you know, who knows what Bol Bol pans out to, but you're right. He could be the steal there. Another West Coast guy to the Thunder, Jalen McDaniels, the older brother, Jaden McDaniels, who just signed with the University of Washington play. So
that's right. Jalen out of San Diego State. I almost forgot about him.
Aztecs, same college where some are calling him the best player in the world right now. Kawhi went. Mm-hmm. So congrats to Jalen. And that ties up the West Coast. A lot of international guys.
Oh, one more. There's a different Jalen. Jalen Hands. Ooh. To the Clippers, but was traded to the Nets. UCLA sophomore point guard. Look out for Jalen in the BK.
He was smart to believe UCLA early.
Wow. I'm still high on UCLA this year.
Wow. We'll get into that later. No one will need him coach for UCLA. No, that's I think the West Coast showed well. Rui going higher than expected was interesting to see. Then on the other side of things, Bol Bol dropping. So many trades. You didn't get a chance to watch the NBA draft, but it was thoroughly confusing to watch because you had guys walking up, one, putting on hats of teams they weren't playing for, but their rights hadn't officially been traded. So it's almost these teams are making picks for other teams, right, under the assumption that they would trade in – there's probably some legal term around it, but
in good faith,
in principle, right, or something to that effect. That a handshake agreement. I agree to this trade. Now it's, I think it's all about the financial aspect around. You actually saw. I don't know if anyone bought back in to the second round. I didn't follow up on the draft that deeply, but they had talked about how Golden State in the past has just bought back in. I'll buy your pick for $4 million, which is odd to me, but I mean, that's allowed obviously. And so, just too many trades, too much going on. They had what's the guy's name? Woj reporting trades before they happened. And then Silver wasn't announcing them. Again, guys were confused. One guy put on a Suns hat and they're like, how's it going to feel to play for the Warriors? And he's like, what? You know, he couldn't even keep up.
How about the Rockets? I just noticed they didn't have a draft pick, first or second round.
They have no money.
Yeah.
I mean, all their money's tied up. I think they traded all one of their picks. Eric Gordon. Yeah. Kyle Guy was drafted by the Kings. Welcome to the West Coast, Kyle Guy. Yeah, I mean, just a lot of stuff going on. Congrats to, I think Jalen Noel surprised most, so that was good, like I said.
Like we were talking about earlier, the Pelicans, I thought they did really well. You know, they got Zion, they got Jackson Hayes, they made the trades with the Lakers, they've got Lonzo, they've got Brandon Ingram, they've got Josh Hart. They already have Drew Holiday from UCLA alum. They're going to be an athletic, fun team to watch. And who knows what will happen if they'll be fighting for that eight spot or not, but they'll be fun to watch.
Lob City 2.0. Yeah. I mean, if you watch Jackson Hayes' highlights, he has a lot of bounce. They talked about his comp being a guy like Tyson Chandler, which I agree with, once he puts on some muscle. But yeah, the Pelicans did a good job of abstracting as much value out of Anthony Davis they possibly could, and then also getting the most out of this draft and getting the most athletic team surrounding Zion with other good athletes. Pelicans look really good on paper.
They do.
Also interesting to see was guy by the name of Darius Bazley, who actually sat out last year and just trained, but still went in the first round. So a guy that didn't even play last year got drafted by the Oklahoma City Thunder, lefty.
If we look out to the desert, everyone's all over the Suns for trading down and getting Cameron Johnson. He's a shooter. He'll probably be a three, maybe a stretch four.
The next Cameron level. Johnson's older than you and I. It's like 26.
But he had a great senior year. He can shoot the lights out from three, but everyone was expecting the Suns to draft a point guard to get either Garland or Colby White. But maybe, well, not maybe, definitely they're not high on either one of them because they passed on them, and maybe they're going to fill that void with a free agent signing. Some say maybe D'Angelo Russell, maybe, long shot, Kyrie Irving.
No. No.